Your morning team here with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. On WSBW. 6:40, your Friday morning. As you're listening on 100.5 and 790 through Siri, through Alexa, through WSGW.com. Before we get to the Yes Madeline, there is a unicorn story. What showed up in some of my, as I say, entertainment news this morning. I actually heard this yesterday. I have three stories here right in a row of musicians who are dealing with some health issues, none worse than that was Celine Dion. You hear that news that broke yesterday, where she has announced to an Instagram video she posted, she's been diagnosed with a very rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome, SPS, a disease that causes progressive muscle stiffness and painful spasms. And she says she's got a great team of doctors working alongside me to help me get better. She's working with therapists to build back strength and hopes to have the ability to perform again. But apparently there is no cure. There's ways that it can be, I don't know if the word suppressed might be the right word to use to help deal with it. But yeah, Celine Dion just mentioned it yesterday.
I've never heard of such a thing.
No.
I mean, you hear of, like, scleroderma, which stiffens the skin.
But. Mm-hmm. And it's just, yeah. So there's, again, her Instagram video, it's kind of making the rounds, and people are, you know, she's dealt with health issues for a long time, and she says this is part of what's been dealing with my health issues, and it's come to the point where I've now got this diagnosis. It affects approximately one in a million. One in a million. So that's Celine Dion, man. Yeah. But as I said, so and then on the heels of that, I read down to my next entertainment story and.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
This is not Brenda Lee, by the way, but
no.
Mistletoe where you can see every couple tries to stop.
It's L. King covering Brenda Lee.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas be.
Singer, songwriter, actor. Mm-hmm. And her story is that she has sent a message out to her fans that while she has tried to be able to do her shows, including her holiday shows, which she's doing now, she says that she's got to take some time off and hopes to be back performing after the holidays. Apparently, she was making a bottle for her baby in the middle of the night, slipped down the stairs, and ended up suffering a concussion.
Wow.
Yeah. She didn't realize it at first, but she realized that she was having problems getting through shows, and it just got worse and worse, and just went in and was diagnosed. So now she's off until after the holidays. So, man.
Yeah. Concussions are nothing to mess with.
Not
that's
at all.
Sure.
And you hear these stories a lot from people who don't realize that they have one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sports protocols have gotten to the point where anytime there's any kind of contact with the head, they immediately go into those protocols of trying to diagnose whether or not somebody actually has got something going on. And finally, and this is one I've never heard of, and it involves this singer here. That's Leanne Rimes. Cool version of Carol of the Bells.
Yeah, very cool.
Leanne Rimes has to postpone concerts because she's recently had the flu, and there's been, as she said, some violent coughing related to my flu, and she's just been diagnosed with a bleeding vocal cord. I have never heard of that. I've heard of vocal cords that can get, you know, like inflamed, I guess, or, you know, having to rest, but yeah.
So odd story.
Her doctor has ordered her to stop talking or singing until her vocal cords heal. So whenever that will be, it's unknown, but yeah.
Sometimes that's so hard to do is to, you know, you want to whisper, or you want to, and even whispering, I guess, is harder on your vocal cords than talking out loud. And So that's really, that's going to be hard, I would imagine, for somebody that exercises their voice every day like that.
You know, and she'd need, you know, want to make sure she's completely healed. But yeah, a vocal cord bleed.
Mm.
So there you go, folks. I mean, man, some tough entertainment stories, especially no tougher than what we talked about with Celine Dion. But I was just like, man, three in a row.